What does personal transformation actually mean? This is really an interesting question to contemplate. I guess we can talk about external personal transformation. There are all kinds of ways to change your outward appearance. Changing your hair, not much of an option for me. Diet, working out are all things that can change the way you look. There are also all kinds of ways to change your inward outlook. Counseling or therapy can also be very important to help with the things that need changing. There are all kinds of issues and patterns that fall into the realm of utilizing therapeutic methods for helping to transform your outlook, self-image, or other things we deal with in life. But we don't do either one of those things formally here at UUFSD. We do something else. And for the purposes of today, I am going to cite our third principle: acceptance of one another and encouragement to spiritual growth in our congregations. I'm going to take that a step further and say encouragement to be working on progressing spiritually, and in some cases in ways that can be transformative. Now, we're going to try something in a minute. It's going to be kind of an experiment. It worked pretty well at the 9 o'clock service, not that I'm comparing the two. I'm going to ask you to turn to a neighbor and tell them what you think the word spiritual means. Now, I know that some of you think of yourself as deeply spiritual, and I know that others of you don't even like saying the word. No matter where you are on that spectrum, if you could just try and explain what you think the word means, whether you think you're spiritual or not, that will help fulfill my request for today. So I'm now going to ask you to turn to a neighbor or two or three of you and share for a few minutes, and I'll let you know, it'll only be a few minutes, no books here, what you think the word spiritual means. Okay, ready, go. Now, as we start to sort of wrap up, I'm going to ask that three or four people come to the side mic if you're willing to share a short explanation that you heard or said during this conversation. Three or four people willing to come, and I'll call on you if you don't get up there, to the side mic if you're willing to share a brief explanation of what you either heard or said. And we could be here all day. Anyone willing? Thank you, Ken. Ken's one. How about two more? I feel like an auctioneer. John Atchison and Jim. Jim, all men. Very interesting. Spiritual is the NFL on CBS.
Morning. I'm Ken Schultz, and then Nick Baltins and I talked about what we thought spiritual was all about, and we were in remarkable agreement that what was the most spiritual aspect of it, of this to us, was our social action of actually doing something for somebody else was the most spiritual aspect of our fellowship experience.
Lovely. Thank you so much, Ken.
Remarkable agreement.
Spiritual for me is when you find that quietness within yourself and it allows you to feel the grace or whatever you want to call it moving around you in the world. It allows you to feel who you are. And when you feel that, that's when you're able to feel your spirituality and the spirituality in the world. It's that quietness inside of you.
Thank you, sir.
Spirituality to me is a touchdown run. No, I'm kidding. I experience a sense of spirituality when I am in nature and when I can feel the awe and power of nature and the thread that runs through us from the beginning of time to the end of time. And to me, that's when I feel as close as I can come to what you would call spiritual.
Thank you, sir. And Bev?
I don't think of spirituality in a religious sense. When I think of spirituality, it is concern for the earth, concern for people, and humanity. I would consider myself a humanist.
Thank you. So, on one of my early morning walks through Balboa Park this week, I was talking with my wife, Alice. We go for walks, and I was talking about this sermon. And I often bounce ideas off of her on our walks, and I was talking about the struggle I've had with my own understanding of the concept of spirituality and how it relates to a desire for personal transformation. I've had what I think is an enormously personal spiritual transformation in my life. I went from being an agnostic Jew that pretty much thought that religion was the opiate of the masses to a Unitarian Universalist minister. I was the grandson of the first Jewish Boy Scout leader in the world, an Orthodox Jew who blessed the food in his retirement home so it would be kosher. I went from that to being a seminarian at a Methodist university. My grandfather is rolling. I literally shook the first time I walked into an earth-centered spirituality circle ritual and drumming group at First Church in San Diego. I shook. It freaked me out. And I look back at it now and I think, I am a far more spiritual person than I was. I'm not even sure what that means, but I'm a far more spiritual person than I was. And I think what it means is that I have a deeper understanding of the meaning of life. I certainly think about it a lot differently than I used to. I've come to truly appreciate the trappings of living what I perceive a more spiritual life, the ritual, the contemplation, the reflection on myself and others, my place in the world. And I have to admit, I've been pretty proud and satisfied with that transformation. Now, let me return for a moment to the walk and discussion I was having with Alice in the park. In the course of our discussion, she didn't use these exact words, but essentially she said, okay, that was great for then, but what are you doing now to keep progressing? What is your spiritual practice now? What helps you transform? Well, I started with defensive because that always works. And I said, I don't really want to meditate. I've never really wanted to do that. She said, that's not what I asked. I said, well, I listen to music, I write my sermons, and that for me is a great way of connecting with all there is. It's that feeling of energy, that feeling of connection. She paused, thinking about how to get through my thick head. She said, what if, she said, you tried something different? Like what, I said. How about you draw or color for just 10 minutes a day for 2 weeks and see what happens? What do you mean color, I said. What if you just let your mind go, try something new, and open up to whatever comes to you from starting your day just by coloring for 10 minutes. When I did it, she said, it was amazing the creative thoughts that I had. And I will now honestly tell you in this moment of vulnerability in front of 100 and some odd people, what happened in my head as best as I can recollect it. Color? That sounds silly. I don't want to color. I'm not five. I don't want to do that. I went to seminary, damn it. I'm trained in how to be spiritual. Isn't there anything else I can do? Maybe I will meditate. There must be something else I can do. Color? Really? Then I paused, and the conversation in my head continued. But why am I so resistant to this? This is so difficult for me to think about. It's just 10 minutes a day. It's coloring. And if I don't try, I'll never know. I will not keep you in suspense. I have not started this yet. I plan to start tomorrow. I've been struggling with it, and I've been trying to understand why. And one of the things it reminds me of is walking into that Earth-Centered Spirituality Circle ritual and drumming 12 years ago that was out of my comfort zone, that was unfamiliar to me. It was scary. It was a spiritual practice, and it's really only 10 minutes of coloring a day. It makes me wonder why these things challenge us so. To progress, to try new things, to think of things differently, to move in new directions, to change, to transform in ways where we move away things where we may never even need to go back. What's so frightening about all this? What are we needing to hold on to so tightly, and why? My colleague, Reverend Dr. Arvid Straube, wrote a blog titled Five Signs That You Are Making Spiritual Progress. I thought about this, and I found myself so satisfied with where I was and so challenged by the thought of spending 10 minutes staring face-to-face with a box of Crayolas that I read this blog, and this is what he said. Is your spiritual life progressing? Is your spiritual practice unfolding in a good way? Here are five signs of spiritual progress, according to his meditation teacher, Shinsun Yang, with whom he has studied for many years. Number one, you have less suffering. You are less plagued by resentment, self-pity, negative judgment of self and others, and you are able to take the bumps and hardships of life with greater calm and equanimity. Number two, you have more fulfillment. You've experienced gratitude for your life and the many joys and gifts that you've been given. You enjoy your loved ones, your friends, your community, your activities, and your material goods. Nature nurtures you, and you feel that life matters. Number three, you have more insights. You see more and more the interconnections between your own existence and the world at large. You intuitively sense the right action to take more often. Number four, you have more positive behaviors and fewer negative ones. You find yourself being kinder and more patient with others. You are less judgmental. You may find yourself having an easier time letting go of unproductive habits, and you may find it easier to take care of yourself. And finally, number five, you have a natural tendency to act more compassionately and to serve others. He closes by saying, if I have a spiritual path does not result in these signs of progress in the long run, you may want to look closely at the path you are on. I think that this is a really important thought. I applaud those who've worked on their happiness and have reached a good place in their life. I think we place probably too much importance on having or striving always to do more and more and more. But although it may sound trite, our lives truly are a journey. And if we're open to being spiritually engaged, however you define it, we can't help but progress and be changed. Progressing spiritually is a way to transform yourself. Maybe it's through meditation. Maybe it's through coloring. Maybe it's through prayer. Maybe it's through journaling about your life every day and reflecting on your life. I don't have the perfect answers, but the thing that will continue to run through and has run through this month's theme of transformation is about our willingness to push our comfort, our willingness to be open to change, our willingness to think of things in new ways, our willingness to be changed, our willingness to move beyond what we already know, what we're already sure of, what we hold on to so tightly, what we feel, what we've already experienced. In short, it's our willingness to try, or else we will never know. finding the right exact definition of the word spirituality has become so less important to me than understanding why a box of crayons freaks me out. I'm pledging to both my wife and this congregation that starting tomorrow, I'm going to sit for 10 minutes first thing in the morning and color for 2 weeks. It may not sound like much to you, but for me, it's a big step. So guess what I'm going to do now? Gloria got it. I'm going to invite you to join me. Remember, there's a difference between a spiritual path and a spiritual practice. I'm not asking you to walk a specific spiritual path with me or like me. I am asking you to practice a spiritual practice for 2 weeks that you haven't done before and see what happens. I've explained how this could be scary, but I'm hoping I will discover things I have never known or felt before. Who wants to join me in coloring or maybe doing some art for 2 weeks? Excellent. I'm going to be out of town 2 weeks from now on Sunday, but next week I'm going to be here. And after the service at 9 o'clock and after the service at 11 o'clock, we're going to get together and we're going to talk about what we've done and maybe some show and tell. I haven't decided whether I'm going to bring mine yet or not, but I'm going to talk about it. Okay, I'll bring it. And whatever you call it, I hope you too can find a spiritual practice, a path, a way that helps you suffer less. And among other things, where you find a deeper fulfillment, where you experience gratitude for your life and the many joys and gifts that you have been given, where nature nurtures you, where you feel your life matters, where you find yourself being kinder and more patient, and where you are less judgmental. And I hope you find a path that where you take better care of yourself and that we all act more compassionately to serve others, because isn't this really what it's all about? Amen. Thank you.